Hamas activists rallied against continued Israeli attacks on Palestinians in occupied Jerusalem al-Quds and the West Bank. The big rally was triggered by the killing of a Palestinian teenager in Jerusalem al-Quds. Palestinians blame extremist Israelis for killing the teenager and burning his body on Wednesday morning. Protesters also protested against Israeli threats to wage a massive military operation against the blockaded Gaza Strip. Israeli leaders made threats against Hamas and the Gaza Strip after three missing Israeli settlers were found dead. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Hamas will pay the price for their death.
Hamas held this rally to condemn the killing of the Palestinian teenager Mohammed Abu Khdir in Jerusalem al-Quds and the attacks on our people in the West Bank. Israel will pay a heavy price for its attacks on our people. The Israeli regime's attacks will not break us and its threats do not scare us.
After the disappearance of the three Israeli settlers on June 12th, Israeli forces waged ferocious attacks against Palestinians, both in the occupied West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Hundreds of people, mainly Hamas activists, were arrested in the West Bank, including elected Palestinian lawmakers. The Israeli Air Force also launched dozens of airstrikes on the blockaded Gaza Strip.
We came out tonight to express our support to our brothers and sisters in the West Bank and in Al-Quds, who continue to suffer because of the inhumane Israeli regime.
People here have called on all Palestinians to adhere to resistance as the only way to regain freedom. Hamas movement said Israeli crimes against Palestinians will not go unpunished. The movement also demanded an end to security coordination between the Palestinian Authority and Israel. Ashraf Shanan, Press TV, Gaza.